All right, hello. Welcome to the Cosmic Eye Show. It is Emmett Fox Friday. I'm your host, Jason Napolitano, and on the line I've got Mr. Chris Sheridan. How you doing, Chris?
Doing great this afternoon.
That's good to hear, Chris.
Yeah.
Is it hot out there in California, by the way?
It has been. Actually, today is a little milder than the last few days, but yeah, it's been like August or September weather here in June.
It's hot here in Vegas as well. We got some wind blowing outside, stirring things up. So we're going to stir some thought up right now with some Emmett Fox. We're looking at his book, Find and Use Your Inner Power, each week on this Emmett Fox Friday show. Emmett Fox, of course, one of the great New Thought spiritual teachers of the 20th century, influential of many, or an influencer on many of the people we know today, Michael Beckwith and from the 70s, Reverend Ike, and certainly a lot of the teachers today that are out there teaching about prosperity and laws of attraction and so on, all these ideas. The people in The Secret, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of that, a lot of the work is based on Emmett Fox's work. He, of course, wrote the Sermon on the Mount and 7-Day Mental Diet. Those were a couple of his big ones, and you can check out our podcast that we did on those as well. So we're going to look at a section of the book this week. And Chris is going to start, and this is a really important one this week. So we're glad we have this one in the book to take a look at. I think it's something you're going to want to think about, and it's going to help you to achieve your goals and kind of break through some of those obstacles that you might feel you've got within. So why don't you go ahead and start, Chris, and we'll just jump right in.
Okay. So this one's called Building and Wrecking. To solve a problem or to bring some good into your life, you have to make a new mental setup concerning the matter in question. Paul tells us that we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. Indeed, a large part of what we call treatment is really the building up of a new mental attitude in this way. You have to break down the old mental concept and carefully build up a new one, just as an old building has to be torn down before a new one can go up on the same site.
Many people understand all this in principle, but they fail to demonstrate because they do not carry it out logically in practice. During the treatment, they carefully build up the new mental structure, but as soon as the treatment is over, instead of faithfully preserving that structure intact long enough for it to materialize in the outer, they promptly knock it down again by negative thinking. It is as though a bricklayer should devote the morning to building a wall and then spend the afternoon knocking down what he had built. Obviously, he could work hard in this fashion year after year without ever accomplishing anything.
If this seems to be happening to you, it is probably due to the same cause, building followed by wrecking. We are transformed by the renewing of our minds.
All right, so the first thing we want to look at is this in the first section. It says, Paul tells us that we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. Paul is, of course, St. Paul of the Bible, who is responsible for probably more than half of the New Testament, all the letters, the epistles, and the different types of exhortations to the early Christian community were written by Paul. And really, Christianity is largely influenced by Paul and his spreading of the message to the Greeks and to the non-Jewish world. His message that he has here is from Romans 12:2, and it actually says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So it's this idea of renewing the mind and getting yourself in alignment with spirit, with that right direction that goes on within. So we'll talk about this. Let's go over to these concepts as well really quickly. The idea of the treatment and the idea of demonstration. So of course, in New Thought, the idea of the treatment is the work that you're doing. It's the affirmations that you're actually doing, the visualizations, the actual work that you're doing to create the outcome that you want. And the demonstration is of course the materialization of that outcome. So that healing, that prosperity, that new home, that, you know, new attitude within yourself that you're trying to create, whatever it is that you're working toward, is the actual demonstration when you see it come to fruition. So that's that. So really let's get into the main idea of this, the renewing of your mind. Why don't you start and talk about that a bit?
Okay. Well, there's a quote from Einstein, I believe, that goes like, "You can't solve a problem with the same mind that created it." And I know in addiction recovery, one thing they say a lot is, "My best thinking got me here." That is, you tried with the tools that you have and that point of view. Mm-hmm. You could even call it the old mind, if we're talking about renewal. If that got you in trouble, or if that has failed to improve your condition or help you achieve a goal, then that's really where the focus is. So it's part of it is letting go of the old. We can hold on to something that really doesn't serve us, whether it's out of habit or comfort or just, you know, being familiar to us, or we could have preconceived notions on how we think things should happen. But if you've tried that, if you've gone down that road enough times and it hasn't really worked for, you know, this goal or an improvement or to overcome a difficulty, then you really have to renew. You have to set aside what it is you think you know about this situation and allow for a new one to come up. So it's, you know, that's the actually good kind of tearing down or wrecking that you want to do, and to rebuild and renew a new way of thinking about it. It's not just, well, say if you want to, you know, start a business, well, you know, I want to sell flowers, and they think, well, that didn't work out, so maybe I'm going to sell, you know, I don't know, coat hangers or something. And it's like, well, that's not really a new thing. It might be a new, you know, sale item. But it's how are you going about conducting, starting a business? You know, do you have old notions on how that should go? Or can you renew your mind? And that will inform how it is you go about selling coat hangers.
Yeah, that's a great point. And you know, then it gets into the issue of like what you're believing about your own prosperity and what's possible for you and so on. And a lot of that stuff, maybe we haven't rooted out some of those negative ideas yet. And so we go about trying these different things in the outer world and we find that they're not successful, but it's because we're fighting, you know, we're fighting ourselves. We're fighting our beliefs that are our old beliefs, right? So we haven't, what he said, we haven't torn down the old building yet. And he's, you know, he makes this great point. You have to break down the old mental concept and carefully build up a new one. So if your old mental concept is, oh, I'm not good at business, and it doesn't matter what I do, I'm bound to fail, and, you know, this, that, and the other thing, then you're not going to be able to create a new business and have any other kind of level of success if you're still hanging on to those old ideas of failure and so on. And I think that that's kind of what he's getting at too, is the structure of belief versus, you know, what you're doing in the outer world. So it's like we can sit there and try all this stuff in the outer world. We can, you know, build a wall, for example, like he made that you talked about, the bricklayer building the wall. But if our mental state is thus that, you know, we just end up tearing the wall down at the end of the day, we're never going to get anywhere. And so it, you know, it's a pretty graphic illustration of how that belief, you know, how that belief is going to control our actions in the outer world, and, you know, and vice versa, right? So that's something to think about.
Right. And this happens in, I've seen it in addiction recovery as well, that, you know, we're taught and to turn things over, like surrender, and then you turn your problem over to a higher power, or I guess what Emmett Fox used to say about the golden key. You know, you think about God instead of your problem. And that's hard for a lot of us to do. No, I got to do this myself. I'm a standalone person, and I have to it's counterintuitive and sometimes paradoxical to let something go and just turn it over to some invisible force when, you know, we're taught to just, oh no, you got to buckle down and dig your heels in and try again. Try again, yes, but try a new way. And if you are turning something over, or if you are letting go, it's releasing of the old, don't grab it back again.
Yeah.
I see that all the time. Like, oh, I can't handle this anymore. Please help me. I turn this over to you. And then 5 minutes later, you're pulling it back, or you're, you know, checking to see if it's working yet. And you're not giving it the time or the faith. And sometimes it is a little bit of a leap of faith to try something new. And especially to try a whole new way of thinking about this thing that you're trying to do.
Yeah, and it can be a challenge too, because, you know, you've got to, like you said, you've got to sort of tear down an old way, let go of an old way, and then completely build a new edifice of faith on something new. And so, for example, in your, you know, your example there with, you know, with recovery, you know, the old model was addiction. You know, I'm used to doing this. I'm, you know, I'm stressed out, so I have a drink, or I, you know, do whatever drugs make me feel better, or whatever we're using. And then, you know, after a while, you know, I need those things to keep going, you know, physically, mentally, you know, physiologically, and so on. So we create a state of mind where we're actually, you know, addicted to the substance. So, you know, once we create this new idea of sobriety, of life without the drug or alcohol, you know, it's a completely new thing for a lot of us. And we've been, you know, we were doing that old behavior for so long that it seems like just that's just the way it is. And I can remember, you know, in my own situation, it's like, you know, drinking, it was like, you kind of, your life revolves around that thing. You're trying to figure out things you can do that'll work with your addiction. So like you're trying to figure out, you know, careers or things or people that you can fit into your addiction. You know what I mean? And so like your whole life revolves around the construct of you, you know, you being able to do things that are business as usual, totally destructive, you know, but it's this house that we built up in our own mind. And his, you know, his thing is like, well, we've got to knock that house down. And then we've got to build a new house, let's say, for example, of sobriety. And so even though it's hard, and even though, you know, I still have these old ways, you know, clamoring for my attention and stuff, I can't let them take over. I've got to stick with the new plan, the newly built house. And I've got to, you know, I've got to keep my positive work up, keep my affirmations up, keep my sobriety work up and my 12-step work up, if, you know, if that's the problem we're struggling with. And, you know, stay with it, even though it feels uncomfortable, because after a certain amount of time, that new paradigm, that new structure, that new house that you built in, that, you know, transformation that's taken place in the mind, the transforming of the mind, is the new way you do things. And then you don't even think about going back to the old way. But it takes time. It takes faith. It takes work. It takes the affirmations. It takes the prayer. It takes the belief, you know, the whole thing. So it works if you work it, but you've got to stay with the plan. You know, if it gets hard, or, you know, you slip up, you know, go back to the original plan and keep rebuilding, keep reinforcing, keep going after it, right?
Right. And, you know, with anything new, by definition, it's unfamiliar. So there's uncertainty, and there's, you know, maybe fear. It could be invisible, like you don't have the proof yet because you haven't really applied this new technique or this new way of approaching your situation. So it takes courage as well.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's, you know, you think surrender, well, I'm just going to wave the white flag. That's just rolling over and giving up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, giving up, like in a Buddhist sense, is this attachment to the old way. You know, just ask yourself, can I set this aside and put to rest what it is I think I know about this situation so I can have a new experience? Because really, if the old way worked, you wouldn't be looking for a new treatment to the problem, because it would already be working. It's usually the old way doesn't work, or the existing way, or whatever ways you've tried. If those aren't working, especially if you're really focused on the outer, well, if I just tried this diet, or, you know, if I just, well, if I took out a loan, then maybe I'd have enough money to get a car or something. If you're just focused on, you know, an existing way of approaching it, you're not allowing a new and hopefully better way to come in. And we can get defended. No, that's the way I learned. That's the way I was taught. But we can think of something that was really a paradigm shift just in recent years is this whole digital revolution. You know, 20 years ago, if you wanted to make a documentary film, you needed a film camera or some, you know, really expensive, you know, video type thing. There were a few places to get it played. You know, distribution was a hassle, it was expensive, time consuming, all kinds of things. And now you can do it with a phone and get it to the world out online. But if you're stuck in the old way of thinking, oh, this is hard, this is gonna be expensive, and I gotta get a crew, and I gotta raise money first, you're not taking advantage of the new ways of doing something. And you'll just be stuck in the old, and it's not gonna serve you.
That's a great way to put it. That's a great way to put it, because oftentimes we get caught up in the old way of doing things, even though our circumstances have changed, even though the world around us has changed. You know, it's almost like that person that's, you know, that's been poor their entire life, and they suddenly, you know, come into an inheritance or win the lottery. You know, they'll usually do one of two things. They'll either just blow all the money because they have no idea how to spend and, you know, and work with those, that type of money. You know, they don't know how to manage it. They don't know how to manage wealth because they've never had to do that before. Or they'll just put it away and they'll live exactly as they did and not use it for anything constructive or beneficial because they don't know how to apply it to anything. You know, so let's say, you know, you're a garbage man, you win the lotto, and you either go off the deep end and start traveling around the world, throwing money around like you're, you know, Bill Gates or something. And then the next thing you know, you're, you know, broken in rehab, 6 months later. Or, you know, you just continue on with your job as if, you know, it's business as usual. And, you know, you put the money in the bank and no one uses it. No one enjoys it. You're afraid to touch it. And so on. It's one of these things where it's like, you know, you've got to adapt to the, you know, the inner and outer worlds have to match, you know, but the first, you know, the thing you've got to do first is the inner work. You've got to create that new transformation, that renewing of your mind in order to work with reality the way that you want. Otherwise, the two things are not going to be in alignment. You know, make the inner as the outer, make the upper as the lower, you know, as it said, the Hermetic wisdom. You know, they both have to match, as above, so below. So, you know, this is where our it comes into in our work that we do the transforming of our minds, and we've got to break down those old structures and build up those new structures inside, and then we can allow them to flow through us and materialize around us in the outside or the outer world. So that's an important thing to think about. You know, there's this idea. Reminded me when you're speaking of this saying. It's an Italian saying. It's the devil that I know is better than the devil that I don't know. And so it's one of these ideas where you think, okay, well, you know, my life the way it is awful, but it could be much, much worse. So, you know, I'm glad that I know the evils that are in my own world. I don't want to shake things up too much because it could get much, much worse. And it's like, that's a very specific paradigm and a very specific way of looking at life that, you know, can be pretty, it applies. It's a good folk saying at times, you know, but if you apply that overly, you know, broadly in your life, you won't admit in the possibility of an angel that I don't know, or a good that I don't know. You know, we're only thinking of, you know, these quote unquote devils that are in our lives. You know, and then we can't even admit in the possibility of something greater that we, you know, that we might allow to unfold if we just open up our minds, if we renew our minds into a different way of thinking, right?
Yeah, and I think part of this renewal, has to do with openness. Not only are you open to a new way, and then have the courage and the, you know, tenacity to stick with this new way, also leave the door open a little bit, or leave a window cracked for, even if, you know, you conjure up this new way of thinking, and maybe it is a better way of thinking, always leave that extra possibility of what is not known, or you can't see just yet, maybe what's beyond the horizon, that this new way could even be improved more so. So there's just an openness. You got to have a plan. You can't be too vague, and you can't just, well, just see what happens. But to allow new possibilities. So this is my new plan. I'm going to approach this situation in a new way with a new mindset. It's fresh, and I haven't really tried it, but it seems like, you know, a better way to go. And I'm going to leave open possibilities for something even better. And I think that's the right kind of attitude to approach just about anything.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, you have a clarity for what you want. It's like, I want prosperity. I want, you know, a new career that allows my, you know, my true destiny and my skills to unfold and allows me to serve people in the best way that I can, you know, and I want to make X amount of dollars at doing that. You know, have a clarity, but then allow the possibility for things to unfold that are unexpected and new, and maybe even better than you had thought of. So oftentimes what they say in affirmations, which I like a lot, this is in New Thought and Mind Science Affirmation, is, you know, this or something even greater is coming to me now, or this or something even greater is unfolding in my life now. So that you allow that possibility for something you hadn't thought of. Because God oftentimes has mysterious great things for us if we would allow those things to unfold, but we shut them off because we do what they call in New Thought outline. And outlining is when you think you know the way that stuff is going to happen. Like, oh, like let's say you're trying to sell a script in Hollywood or something. You're like, oh, I'm going to call up agents and then I'm going to send my script out and I'm going to write query letters and I'm going to call people up and pester them until I get an agent. And then my agent's going to take it and do this X, Y, Z. And you have some traditional idea you have about how Hollywood works, let's say. But then it turns out, you know, you're believing on selling your script. And it turns out that maybe somebody you went to school with knows, you know, this guy that's in development over at Warner Brothers and, you know, gives them your script and there you go. You know, these things unfold in ways that we usually can't prefigure. You know, we can't outline them. We don't know how they're going to happen. So we've got to be open and we've got to be faithful and know that things are unfolding as they should. Still stick with the goal, stick with the idea, stick with the house, you know, that you've built in your mind, the new house, and stay with it even if it seems like things aren't working or they're not unfolding properly, or you're not, you know, getting the change that you're looking for. You've got, that's where the tenacity comes in that you were talking about. And that's where, you know, you don't want to tear down the wall that you've made, you know, that brick layer. He's making this wall and then he's just tearing it down again. So it'd be like, okay, I'm affirming for this stuff and I'm visualizing, you know, let's say my script being sold or me getting out of debt. And then, you know, 5 minutes later, I'm talking about, oh, this is never going to happen. Oh, this, you know, the budgets are drying up and, you know, the economy is terrible and this, that, and the other thing. And then we watch all this negative stuff on the news and we spend the next hour, you know, bitching about how nothing right ever happens. And we did, you know, 3 minutes of our affirmations and then we wonder why nothing's unfolding. That's what you've got to really look at. And that's what he's saying. Don't build your house up and then tear it down again with a bunch of negative stuff afterwards. Right.
Right. And progress can be slow sometimes.
Yeah.
And especially if it's a new way, you might not see the demonstration or the benefits of the new way. So there might be a little bit of a leap of faith. But when you do start to see progress, he gets into this later, in, you know, about this, you know, tearing it down. So even if you do get on the right path and you're thinking about this in a new way and you have renewed your mind, keep that new renewed mind going, because, you know, like backsliding or something, we can, especially if an old habit has been there, even when we're really trying to do something in a new way, it can kind of creep up, you know, the old tapes or thoughts, ideas that we have on something, just like you're saying about, you know, negative, you know, self-esteem types of things, or, you know, pessimistic attitude or something. They can kind of crop up. So you have to keep watch, especially when you're making this new transition with this renewal. Keep on the renewal path. Keep reinforcing that, especially when it starts to get some traction.
That's a great point. So there are two times when you really got to be careful. One, when you're starting to get some traction, because sometimes we'll sabotage that, or we'll tear it down because it's something unusual to us and it's kind of scary. And two, when we don't see a lot of changes taking place, we want to give up. So look out for both of those things and make sure you stay positive and stay focused and keep believing on and affirming for the things you want to have unfold in your life. So don't tear those ideas out. Don't dig out your seeds before they start to sprout. You know, water them on a daily basis. Make sure they're getting the sun that they need. Make sure they're getting the air that they need. You know, pick out those weeds of negative thoughts that might crop up in the, you know, in the soil, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll go ahead and mix our metaphors. Why not? We'll get gardens, we'll get houses, we'll get walls. We'll put them all in there. So these are all things to think about in terms of renewing the mind. In terms of renewing the mind, because, you know, really what this whole section is about is that, you know, we'll start off good. We'll want to make these changes. We'll be affirming for a goal. You know, we'll be praying for a goal, even doing, you know, ritual or magical work or whatever we're doing to help us to achieve that. And then, you know, we'll start to slip. We'll start to backslide, like you said. And of course, as he says in this last paragraph, you know, and then we won't see the results that we want. So, and then when he says in this last paragraph, if this seems to be happening to you, it is probably due to the same cause, building followed by wrecking. And then he points out again, we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. And that's an ongoing process. It's renewing of our minds. It's not the renewal of the mind, you know, it's not something that happened in the past one time. It's the renewing. It's a verb. So it's, you know, it's something that's ongoing. You're in an ongoing tension to keep that momentum going forward and so on until it's really solidified and you see it demonstrated in your world, in your own mind, in your own soul, in the outside world. You know, you've got to keep at it. And even then, when you do see that demonstration, you know, stay with it and be open to the next levels of where you want to go and keep with the work. Don't be fooled into a sort of complacency that, you know, where you kind of just try to coast on it, because sometimes these things are deep seated and we've got to, you know, work with stuff that's been with us for years. So you want to make sure you're really, you know, rooted out and really, you know, deconstruct and break down all those old negative habits and beliefs and thoughts about ourselves. So it's about time for us to wrap it up. Please give me your final thoughts and we will wrap this thing up.
Okay, well, I guess to maybe reiterate what you said about the inner and the outer, I guess you were talking about money. Say if you're, you know, used to being broke and then you come into some money. I've seen it with other people around me with trust funds. They get a trust fund. And I've never seen people blow through money, large amounts of money sometimes, faster with nothing to show for it and actually not really having too much fun either, because there might be some guilt association with the receiving of that kind of money, you know, than with a trust fund. So it's not, this is actually proof positive that it's not really the outer thing that changes your situation. Because if you have the old way of thinking and you completely change the outer, you know, I have a ton of money now. Now I have a new car. Well, now I have a new girlfriend. Well, now I have a new this and wow, or I start a new diet. If you don't change the mind on the inside, that new outer thing, no matter how big the pile of money is, chances are you'll wind up broke again. So actually it goes the other way, that the mind precedes the outer. The inner is what drives it. It'll actually bring it in to your life if you don't have it in the outer world.
Mm-hmm.
Change, you know, your inner scope. Or if it'll help you keep it and have a better relationship with it, you'll stay on your diet. It's not the diet, it's not the food, it's not the exercise. It's your relationship with food and your body and your self-esteem. Those are the kinds of things that this is, I think, really talking about. That's the renewal of the mind.
That's a great point. Very good point. Thank you so much for those thoughts. All right, well, we're going to wrap it up. Again, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing. So it's a constant endeavor. So stay with it. If you've got an intention or a goal that you want to reach, you know, stay with it and don't get discouraged if you don't see the results right away. And don't get frightened if you do see results right away. Stay with it either way. So those are both things to remember. Again, so this is our Emmett Fox Friday show. Find and Use Your Inner Power is the book that we're drawing from. So we highly suggest you get that book. You don't have to. You can listen along with us, but it is a great book, a great resource if you need some quick spiritual pick-me-ups during the week to get you going. So thank you for joining us. Join us on Sunday as well for our normal Cosmic Eye show, which is a little bit longer. It's about an hour and we go a little bit deeper. You can check out some of the previous Emmett Fox shows we did, like Chris had mentioned, I believe, The Golden Key. I think you did. Yeah. If you didn't, that's all right as well. Check out Golden Key. Check out our 7-day mental diet. And check out the Sermon on the Mount. So those are three shows that we did that are more in depth on some of this Emmett Fox work. So you can go back and listen to that. So thank you again for joining us. Have a great weekend. You can contribute to the show, and we greatly appreciate those who are contributing by making a small monthly donation or a large monthly donation if you'd love to. We'd appreciate it at anchor.fm/cosmic eyes. Thanks again. Have a great week. Goodbye, and God bless.